Hello, I'm Michael Thurber, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm pianist Jenny Lin, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Jenny Lin. That was Jenny Lin performing our Kids Commute theme on her piano. We'd love to hear you perform our theme on any instrument you play. You can find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, Kids Commuters. Here we are at the end of Spooky Week on Kids Commute. We'll answer our Quizlet question after the music today. This week we've been getting spooky, hunting for the mysterious Dies Irae chant hidden in other works to symbolize mystery and death. The Dies Irae shows up in all sorts of wacky places, and hopefully any time you hear it from now on, you'll recognize it. It's not always easy to recognize, though. Sometimes it's hidden. In today's music, it's hidden in a pretty clever way in a really far-out place. Yes, friend, the Dies Irae is in Frozen 2. In the movie, Elsa keeps hearing these mysterious notes that seem to provide a hidden key to her identity. She wonders where they're coming from. Somewhere unknown. And since that's a big mystery, songwriters Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez found a fun way to create musical mystery by sneaking in the Dies Irae. So one last time, here's our original Dies Irae.
Dies Irae, Dies Irae,
solvet. And now check this out. That is a reimagined version of the Dies Irae. The songwriter changes the rhythm a little bit and uses the first two. It's neat, and it goes through the whole song. So, the Dies Irae is in Frozen 2. Here's Idina Menzel singing Into the Unknown.
Trouble while others don't. There's a thousand reasons I should go about my day and ignore your whispers, which I wish would go away. Oh, oh. You're not a voice, you're just a ringing in my ear. And if I heard you, which I don't, spoken for, I fear. Everyone I've ever loved is here within these walls. I'm sorry, secret siren, but I'm blocking out your calls. I've had my adventure, I don't need something new. I'm afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the unknown. Mistake. Or are you someone out there who's a little bit like me, who knows deep down I'm not where I'm meant to be? Every day it's a little harder as I feel my power grow. Don't you know there's part of me that loves to go?
Show me. Idina Menzel and a mystery voice. Complete the mystery, Dies Irae. They sang Into the Unknown. That was by Robert Lopez and Kristen Anderson Lopez. How sneaky was that? Switching up the rhythm on that a little bit. So cool. But there was your Dies Irae hiding in Disney. Ah, neat. Now, by the way, kids commuters, yesterday, listener Lyndon in Frankfurt realized that she recognized the Dies Irae in Making Christmas from The Nightmare Before Christmas. And that is why we are doing this week. Good catch, Lyndon. Good job, detective. Here's a little snippet of where she found it. See, there it is.
This time, Making Christmas.
Neat, right? So, for Lyndon, we will include that piece, as well as a few others that feature the hidden Dies Irae that we didn't get a chance to include this week, into our Maya Mix. Visit our website, kidscommute.org. Click on our free Spotify playlist for all the hidden Dies Irae featured this week, with a few extra thrown in for your music detective fun. Now, speaking of detectives, kids commuters, did you figure out the answer to this week's Quizlet? So many of you did. Congratulations to our Quizlet aces this week, including Kirsten in Merritt, Gwyneth, Fulton, and Luke in Traverse City, and coming in just under the wire, good job, Noah in Cedar. Good job. So, what was our question? What animal's main defense mechanism is to play dead? The answer is the opossum. And by the way, they're not actually playing. Opossums don't actually play dead, technically, when they're threatened. Instead, I mean, that's what we call it, but they involuntarily enter a catatonic state. Many people think that's a good act, but according to scientists, the possum is actually in something called thanatosis, which is a catatonic state in response to fear. Ooh, spooky. Again, congrats to all of our Quizlet aces. And listen, it is the last Friday of the month, which means we're going to be drawing our grand prize winner today for 50 packs of Go-Go Squeeze applesauce. We'll announce our big winner on Monday. Support for Kids Commute is provided by you and Go-Go Squeeze, who make on-the-go snacking nutritious and delicious with more than 30 flavors of squeezable applesauce, yogurt, and smoothie pouches. Each pouch is crafted with high-quality ingredients from nature. More information at gogosqueeze.com. That's it for Spooky Week on Kids Commute. I hope you enjoyed it. Amanda Sewell is our music director. Tony Bureau is our producer. Production help came from Joseph Levesque. I'm Kate Botello. Have a fabulous Halloween, and I hope you get all the candy.
Interlock in Public Radio.